NADDF. Yeah, I agree. The tariff war is definitely annoying right now, and I hope this starts to level out here. I haven't bought lumber in a bit, so I don't know what the prices are, but my vendors are doing the same thing. I buy a lot of Lenovo products, and they're either from China or Mexico, and before the tariffs were even in effect, they're like, oh yeah, they're increasing this much. I'm like, dude, they're already A, in the country, in your warehouse, and B, the tariffs aren't in effect yet, so why are you charging me an extra 10 or 25%? So, I agree, it is pretty damn annoying. But, so in 2020, I had a 12 by 14 patio with one step put into my old house by a buddy, mind you, as a side gig, and it cost me $5,000. So, if I multiply that by my driveway, I can't even, I mean, I know it gets cheaper as you buy more, right, because you don't have to pay short load and all that stuff, but I've heard some buddies that were pouring footings for barns and whatnot, and it was still like 15, 16, 17 grand, so I'm just going to do the millings because they're cheap, and I can probably get them for free from a buddy, and, you know, the end of my driveway would always be dirty. Sorry, Greg, I forgot to answer. Yeah, I'm on a dirt road, so, like, the final 500 feet is dirt, and it's usually pretty well manicured, so that's why I jumped on that guy yesterday, because I would drive all the way home, I would get on my dirt road, my truck would still be clean, and then I would pull in my driveway, and it looked like I went off-roading. So, now I don't have to worry about that. I'm actually heading to a car wash right now.